These three poems are unchanged. They're spontaneously, and they are as they were written, and each one is a kind of a spiritual challenge. And part of the adventure of consciousness taking place there is that I may not change it. That is, I do not allow myself to change it. And that doesn't mean that it's a grueling or excoriating task that I've laid upon myself, but a very sweet possibility of taking a trip of through experience that I've never taken before. Now, the poem does not really necessarily come from me. With projective verse, the inspiration for the poem can be outside of you, and then or it could be inside of you. It could be a perception, or a memory, or a piece of consciousness. But it could also be, let's say, it was a vase of incredibly beautiful irises. Then I look at that vase of irises, and or touch it, and I smell it. It's not just looking at it. I'm aware. I have the perception in the real world of that vase of irises. It becomes part of me as a physical being, and then it sort of like rebounds following my breath line onto the page, that is arranged on the page in terms of my breath line. And what I'm really listening to as I write it is not metrical foot, like, you know, A, B, light, heavy, light, heavy, light, heavy, or any given count, but I'm listening to the syllables as it happens. So you see, it's less like I'm dragging something up out of myself than it is like I'm acting in the world, like those painters I spoke of.